Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
Alrighty, who's ready for tonight? Okay, some are, some aren't. Okay. Okay, who wants to buckle up their seatbelt tonight? Couple. Who wants to take their seatbelt off tonight? Okay. who brought me here? Amen. Here's the really cool thing about God, is he meets us right where we're at, always. And sometimes we come to a meeting and we think we know what we need from God, and most of the time we're off, because he always gives more. You know, so right now, I break off every limitation and expectation that you have placed on yourself and on God. And I say, more, Lord, the full measure in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place tonight. Lord, we yield completely. We put our agendas down. In fact, we lay them at the foot of the cross because we're not picking them up again. Because we're in a day where our agenda is not making it, and it's dragging and causing lagging in the body. And so right now, I just release, I release the burdens and the stress that people are carrying in here tonight. I see worry, fear, doubt, expectation, and those are all fine or not. It doesn't matter. But here's the thing. When you line up with the will of the Father, when you connect heart to heart with him, all that other stuff has to go. And so, you know, I'm Lori, by the way. Welcome. And so if you've never heard anything about these meetings, they're probably all true what you did hear. And most of it never gets spoke, because we like to keep it in-house. But we're glad you're here. God is gentle and kind, but he's also very truthful. And, you know, I never say this, but the Lord's making me say it tonight. I have one of the gifts I have is strong discernment, and I'm a seer. And so when I look out into a room, I can see, like, the burdens on your heart. I can see, like, sickness, and I can see, you know, the words that were just spoke over you. And so I see a lot of darkness in here tonight. Now, that doesn't mean you're backslid. That doesn't mean that you, look it, I'm way over here. And I'll change back and forth. I'm not speaking to you guys, but here's where this thing goes. And so there's a lot of things happen through the day. You ever have something just happen during the day? Yeah. And so I feel like, I feel like the Lord wants to just, we call them Holy Ghost car washes, and we're the vessel, you know, and so I feel like he just wants to clean us up so that we can receive without the enemy trying to steal from the seeds of life that are in the soil of our heart. And so who wants that tonight? Yeah, yeah, me too. So, yeah, amen. Yeah, double portion, absolutely. And so, I know some people in here are desperate. They're in a desperate situation. And you ever been desperate? Yeah. And what happens when you're desperate? Well, you're focused on yourself. I tricked you all, didn't I? Because truthfully, every need's been met. Jesus paid the way. He paid the price. And so the issue is not, Lord, will you? Lord, could you? It's, Lord, help me line my will, my life, up to what your word says in the word, and then speak it and not doubt. Help me grow in faith. And so when we worship tonight, we're not even in the worship. We're just like, we're like, you know, where you pick the car wash number. I want one, two, I want the underbody flush. I just want, just to rinse me off, Lord. You know, we're deciding which button we're going to push tonight, okay? And so as we prepare our hearts, because how do you commune with the Father? Is it with your mind? Is it with your will? Is it with your emotions? Is it your heart? Yeah, it's the heart's cry. And those that seek me will find me when they seek me with? Okay, so I that's not Lori saying that. That's the Bible saying that. And so there's a key there for us. And so the problem is, you know, I see strategies in the spirit all the time, and there's a strategy of this. The enemy likes to keep us in this place of desperation. I'm desperate. I got to have breakthrough. And so when you're I, he can't do what he wants to do, because you've got this, even though you think it's right, it's wrong. Because faith, faith is like got a tipping point. It's faith is a substance. And if you're Lord, where is the faith? There isn't none. You're holding on so tight that God can't drip in or drench you because your flesh is so engaged with the problem and the situation, and you're desperate to know God's word and truth. But listen, the best way to receive is in a place of rest and in a place of peace. And so so we're going to do a couple things before we start worshiping, because when we start to worship, that is like one of the most fun things to do, because we abandon ourselves. And so some people know how to do this, and some people go, you know, if I could just worship you, you know, I hear better, things fall off. But what about the ones that can't worship? And so we're still at the button, pushing the button at the car wash and deciding where we're going tonight. Okay, so we're trying to get the people in here who have never experienced the presence of the King to experience the presence of the King, and not some furnace air that blows through and we call it the Holy Ghost. Okay, we're not into counterfeit. I'm not here for any other reason than to meet with the King of Kings. And so if you are here for any other reason than to meet with the King of the Kings, we need to adjust your heart. We need to adjust your the compass of your heart, because it's off a little, and you're not in trouble. Okay, we all go through it. But there comes a point where milk no longer satisfies. There comes a point when we have to pick up the fork and eat the meat of God. And so I don't know about you, but I like meat. Just saying. So, but how do you pick up a fork and learn how to eat without making a mess? Well, it's called the walk of the Spirit, and that's a whole other thing. And I'm not getting into that tonight, because I want to get you guys primed for what God has for you, because he's got a lot overflowing. You can't contain it. And so there's some of you in here who are still focused on, some of you just checked out. And that's okay. Come back when you remember. It'll happen. It happens, okay? The spirit man is, it takes a while to discipline and train and let your spirit man rule and reign instead of your flesh. You know, there's somebody in here right now who has a list, and they're thinking about that list, and they got one more thing they're going to put on that list. Stop elbowing your neighbor. No. I'm kidding. But anyway, listen. Amen. Okay, here's the other strategy. The enemy loves to pull us out. So I'm staying in tonight. And if I hear a word and I think, oh, it's for my friend, no, I'm taking it. I'm taking every word that's released, because then you're actually containers of his word, and you can minister and release as he desires you to drip it through. Amen? Okay, so one of the things that's going to happen is we're going to have to contend with our flesh. Now, I'm trying not to preach. I'm trying to get us so we can at least push the button. And so, you know, if you struggle with being worldly or worrying or, you know, oh, how about this? You know it all. Ooh, that one hurt somebody. I'm sorry. It wasn't meant to hurt you. It was meant to show you that you don't know it all. He knows it all. We don't know it all. He knows everything. We know nothing. Okay? And so one of the strategies is to get us thinking about ourselves, or our friend sitting next to us, or our spouse at home that you wish was here but isn't, or the wayward kid that you're worried about because you don't know what they're up to. Listen, you're here tonight for you. Not anybody else. And so we have to get ready to receive, but we have to have our focus on him. And so meanwhile, enemy, and some of you are like, you just said that. But listen, somebody's missing it, or I would stop, okay? And we would be going. So God doesn't leave anybody behind. He will if they choose to be left behind. But if somebody is willfully trying to figure this thing out and don't understand and maybe a little uncomfortable and battling with their emotions, shyness or fear or worry or apprehension or anything, you know, those are all drags in the spirit. They're little, like little lines with weights on them to hold you back. And Jesus came to set you free. In fact, you are free. Okay? And so if you start to feel sleepy, feel agitated, feel like this is dumb, feel like whatever, tell your emotions to shut up. Say, emotions, shut up. Right now I'm worshiping the King. And just let it go with that. And then you know what your emotions do? They go, oh, okay. And they follow along. Okay? So I feel like tonight, God has something really great for us. I'm seeing in the spirit baskets overflowing with his goodness. And so, that's all I'm seeing, and I'm not putting words to it because I don't know. But I'm ready. Pick me, Lord, pick me. And so the other thing is, there's some people in here who have always been, will help somebody else. You go first. Here, let me, you go in front of me. You. Listen, God's calling on you tonight. God's calling on you tonight, and he says, step forward. Today is your day. And you've been hiding because you struggle with fear of man. You struggle with awkwardness, but the Lord is setting you free today. And here's the cool thing. When he sets you free, it's not like you have to throw up in a bag or, you know, spin around. No, you just have to come into agreement with it. I receive that, Lord. And you'll feel it in the spirit tonight. You'll notice, oh, God just ministered to me. Thank you, Jesus. And then the enemy will go, that didn't happen. And you go, get out in the name of Jesus. Don't argue with the enemy. Amen? Father, we give you all the praise, all the honor. Lord, you are the one true God. We shall serve you alone all the days here on earth until we cross over and see you face to face. Father, I thank you for everything that you've released through your Son. I see this as a day that you have I'm seeing a picture. I'm waiting for the words to follow, so hold. I'm seeing a pressing going on in the body of Christ. I'm seeing a pressing going on in the world, and I'm seeing a pressing going on in the spirit. And it's really a glorious thing that the Lord is doing. And don't get confused on who's doing what. We were designed to worship. We were designed for fellowship. That's the purpose. That's the true call. One-on-one, face-to-face with the King of Kings. And somewhere along the way, things got a little astray. And some of us got sidetracked. Who didn't get sidetracked? I think they call it the fallen race. Hello. And so, you know, when you get born again, you're born again. You say the sinner's prayer because you don't want to go to hell. And, you know, for some, that's all that happens is they just don't want to go to hell. But that's really not the gospel message. The gospel message is Jesus was sown by his Father as a seed into the earth to redeem us from the earth curse system. And so there's a disconnect until we connect. That's good. So the season that we're in is like no other season we've been in before. And so if you are trying to figure your way by reading the Elijah list or reading, you know, Christianity Today or the news or anything but your Bible, it's going to lead you astray. The word's very clear about the season that we're in right now. And it says that many will be deceived in the last days. Many will be deceived. And how do you know it's not you? Deception is we don't know when we're being deceived, or we wouldn't have deception. Okay? So, you know, We often think it's the other person that's deceived. And I'm not saying you are or not, but what I'm just speaking by the Spirit. And test the Spirit, okay? And so one of the things that I see in the body of Christ is I see the fire of tongues of people spreading stuff, but it's not of the Spirit, it's of the flesh. But people don't know the difference in the body of Christ, because if they say it so greatly, that sounds like it's anointed. And it sounds like it's got to be from God, because I used a little bit of this to it. And so that's worked for so long in the body of Christ. And it's led many people to dead ends, wondering what's going on with my life. You know, what happened? Where did I, you know, I was on fire for Jesus. And what happened? Somehow I got taken out. You know, that's the enemy's job, is to somehow try to take us out. But the blood of the Lamb is stronger than any scheme of the enemy. And the word of God is truer than any plan of the enemy. And so, you know, you're nodding and you're, yep, that's true. But how are you exercising your spiritual muscles? Tonight, we got an opportunity to worship. And we got an opportunity to say, flesh, no. Sit down, shut up. And some of you said, you know, I don't like this. This is a little uncomfortable. But you said, flesh, shut up. And then your flesh obeyed. See, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek them, when you seek them with all your heart. And the problem that we've got is many are measuring the seeking by your friend and how far they got in God. And see, there is no limit in the world of the spirit world. There's no limit. He's endless with his goodness. And I know it's cold in here, isn't it? Are you guys cold? Okay. Okay. Maybe there's a chill in the air. Praise the Lord. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you about the season that we're in, but I'm praying that you have ears to hear, okay? Because it's a really great season, if you can catch it. You know, in Revelation, it talks about, for those that have ears to hear, for eyes to see. You know, that's not like, oh, Revelation, you know, when I cross over, maybe my eyes will open. No, it's for now, friends. It's for now. And so, you know, the spirit of discernment, you know, that is for everybody in the body of Christ. It's for everyone. And how do you grow discernment? By exercise of use. And how do you know when you're discerning good from evil? Well, you take it to the Holy Spirit. See, there's this thing in church where, you know, there's always like splits and walls and division. It's going to be like that until we cross over, until we all go home and we go, aha, that's what he meant, Holy Spirit. And so we get these opinions that we think we know something, where we'll read a book and we'll be like, this is the best book ever. And then we preach the book. I'm just saying. This is the book. This is the book that brings life. This book has a heartbeat. You can feel the heartbeat of God in this book because it's alive. Every word in here is alive. You ever read and all of a sudden it jumps on your heart and like does something to you? Some of you are like, nope. Just wait. You keep coming, just wait. You know, I know this is a little hard for some of you, but I think you got tricked in coming tonight. So, you know, God will do anything to minister to the lost and broken. And you know, I love how he goes out of the way to bring in a little lamb that got a little bruise on their leg or a little blemish or anything. He's the one that goes and brings and restores life. There's no one like him. And you know what? He's my best friend. And you know what? I talk to him every day, and he talks to me. And I expect that. You know why? Because it says in the Word that the sheep know his voice, and a voice of a stranger they will not follow. Well, one of the ways to avoid deception is to read the Word of God. Now, when I got saved, I didn't know you were supposed to read the Bible. I just thought the pastor was supposed to read it to you for 7 minutes, and then that lasts you for a week. Truth. But then, one day. See, you keep coming, and I'm not saying here, to him. You keep coming to him. Don't get confused. I don't care if you come or don't come, but I care if you go to him. Go to him. You keep coming. You keep knocking, and that door of the Spirit will open. And then life comes alive. And you realize, this is plastic. All this time, I thought this was God, but it's just plastic religion. Do, don't, dee-da. Oh, no. We've all been there. Come on. You act like, not me. Yeah, come on now. I didn't know that healing was for today. I just thought when you get older, you get sick and you take pills and, whatever. I didn't know that Jesus paid the price and redeemed us, and that if you could, I'm not going that deep tonight. If you can find your way behind the cross, there's healing. Mm-mm. Everything. Okay, so the season that we're in, God is, hey Deb, good to see you tonight. The season that we're in, yeah, you know when God is like ding, 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 knock, 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 like, are you going to get this yet? That's how he talks to me, because I'm a little kid, and he doesn't use big words with me because I'm a little kid, and I just love my relationship with him, and it's always growing, and I haven't achieved anything or reached anything, but I show up, and so he talks to me. And this month of January is an interesting month, because every prophet in the world has a prophetic word for January 2022, and about 95% of it is flesh and not true, and about 60% of the body runs around and says, this is the great word, this is the, listen, that means hair on my arm standing up, because it's not a real word. Every one of us has the ability to hear from God, every one of us, because if you are born again, I'm hanging because there's some people going, wait a minute, you're catching up. It's like, some of you are like, I don't know what to think of this lady. You know how in the scripture it says he uses the foolish to confound the wise? And the reason why he does that is because he loves the wise and he wants them to come in as children. And so that's all I know. So here's the thing, the season we're in, there's so much counterfeit out there, and it's not that God's had enough. He doesn't have enough when it comes to that. He's got hope and love and peace and joy. But there is a change in season which brings forth great things in the body of Christ, if we can grab hold. And so for the last week, I was sitting down with the Lord. I'm sitting in this place, quiet little, dark little area in my basement. And the Lord says, I want you to read 1 Samuel 30. And I didn't even have a Bible down there. So I had to like look around for a Bible, grab my flashlight, because I'm sitting kind of like, I didn't want any distractions, okay? And so I read 1 Samuel 30 and I'm like, wow, that's really good. And the Lord starts speaking to me about it. And so I'm like, okay. And then the next day, I go back down into this little area, this little dark area. I like to go hang out with the Lord. It's like a little cubby. And I don't take my phone. I don't take my watch. I don't want any distractions. I do take water. And I don't care what time it is. And I come out when I can't take anymore. When I'm filled up, overflowing. And so the next day he says, I want you to read 1 Samuel 16, the beginning of it all, and it's about David. And so I'm like, wow, this is really good. And I've read the story more than one time, but he started to use it as parallel to the season that we're in now, and how he's really speaking to me. And so the next day, I'm washing the floors, kitchen floors, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to listen to a teaching on YouTube, because I got a new thing for my ear. So it took me like 25 minutes to figure out how to work the thing. Could have had the floors done, but I was determined to figure out this new device. So I put it on. And after I got it all dialed in, I was I signed up for this class. I never do this. I don't care about stuff like what I just am not into chasing after teachings and stuff. I mean, I do educate and I do like teachings, but I'm not real big into Facebook and stuff like that. And Georgian had a thing come up that it was called the greatness of God. Now, the goodness of God means a lot to me because I'm always laughing at how good God is. And Holly will say to me, what are you preaching on? And I'll say, the goodness of God. Because it always is the goodness of God. You know, and because it, that's what it is. It's the goodness of God. And so when this thing came across the Facebook page, it said the greatness of God. And I thought, and then the Lord's like, I want you to sign up for that. And I'm like, okay. Well, whenever he tells me to do stuff like that, I sign up and then I forget to even watch it. You know, because it's like some other time zone and I'm like, I can't figure it out. So, but they always have a replay. And so I went to the replay that day and I thought, I love the goodness of God. So I'm just going to worship and do the floors. And I put this on and Georgian says, you know, we had so-and-so that was scheduled to speak today, but he's not here. We got somebody else. And it was Bill Johnson. And Bill Johnson says, we're going to talk about 1 Samuel 30. And I went, what? I started laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like God's really pounding on me. What's going on? And so I listened to the little clip that he played. And I, I'm sorry, I skipped a day. The day between those 2 days, I was doing the floor. And I happened to catch a Bill Johnson teaching. And I don't, you know, it was a YouTube after something that came on and I was watching. And he talked about 1 Samuel 30. And I was like, oh my gosh, God's saying the same thing to him. And so I listened to it and I thought, hallelujah. You know, it's nice when God's sharing the same message to the messengers. Okay. And so I thought that's pretty cool. And then I was doing the floor and I listened to that Georgian thing, and he said, we're going to play a clip from Bill Johnson, and it's on 1 Samuel 30. And I was like, oh, my gosh, the Lord, I didn't get it. I haven't got it the last 5 days in a row. I missed it, obviously, because he's still speaking to me about it. Has that ever happened to you? Yeah. And it's like, okay, God is really trying to get me to understand what's going on in the season, and this is the season that we're in. And the season is, this is it, but there's more to it. And it's like, coming alive on the inside of me. And what it is, you know, David was tired. David was tired. He had been on a long battle. And, you know, ran for his life a couple times too. Let's just put it in perspective. And what ended up happening is he was on a fight with his men and he came home and the enemy took everything. His wives, everything, ransacked the joint. Nothing left but smoke. He was so distraught. He was just like, I can't go out another day. In fact, I'll read you what he said, if I can find it. I don't have my glasses. I'll just tell you by the Spirit. So what he said was, I'm exhausted. And everybody was like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever, because they're all their families, all their wives, all their livestock, everything was stolen. And they were weeping until they could not weep any longer. You ever been in that place? You ever weep until you could not weep any longer? That's a lot of weeping. I'm not talking a hard cry, you know, after a breakup. I'm talking weeping, where your soul is so distressed, it could break. It could shatter. It could fracture. And so that's where the whole team was, all his guys, all his roughins, and they turned on him and they were like, we're going to stone him. We're going to get him. And David was like, oh, great. Even these guys are, you know, turning on me now. And what did he do? I got to tell you what he did because it's so cool. He did a couple things. He talked to his soul. He talked to his soul. He had to encourage his soul. Now, how do you talk to your soul?
Soul.
It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Soul. I love that first song. Soul, stop being shy. Soul. God loves you. Soul, we're going to make it. Soul, I'm going to read Psalm 91 right now to you. And what happens is your soul starts to get watered with the water from heaven, the life of heaven, the breath of God. And so he starts to get refreshed. He has to, you know, here's the thing. Everyone's after you. Ah, all sides. Ah, everything's bad. Ah. How do you like that for sound effects? You want some more? We could get some. So So he's so upset, and everybody's turning on him. So even his best of the best and the closest of the closest have just turned on him. They want to stone him. Now, if you don't know God, that's not good. Every one of you in here knows God. Whether you talk to him or not, it doesn't matter. You know God. And so what happened is he encouraged his soul, step one, encouraged his soul. Step two, he called for the priest and the ephod, and then he inquired of the Lord. He didn't say, all my enemies are after me. They're making me do this, they're making me do that, and I'm going after them. No, he said, soul, be quiet, be still. Soul, let's find the peace of God right now. Soul, it's going to be okay. And then he inquires of the Lord. He doesn't make up his own mind because he's been stolen from. He inquires of the Lord and says, what should we do? And the Lord says, pursue and you'll get it all back and more. I'm paraphrasing, but that's basically what he said. Now, there's a couple lessons that are going on parallel in my life. And you're going to think this is weird, but sometimes I sell stuff on Marketplace. And I do have a gift of discernment, but sometimes I get ahead and start running too fast and forget to pay attention to the small signals, you know, in life that say, slow down, slow down. And God has pulled me out, and I'm in a resting season right now, and I love it. But before that, like 3 weeks ago, I don't know, I don't really keep track, I went to buy something on Marketplace, and normally I'll check a profile, and I'll check this, and I'll check that. I was buying a little heater thing, and they were going to ship it to me. Oh, yeah, no problem. As soon as I gave them the money, they closed their account. And I was like, son of a gun. I got scammed. And my flesh wanted to call the police. My flesh wanted to, you know, post his name all over the world. My flesh wanted to, you know, do this stuff. And what I ended up doing is going, I'm not doing nothing until I hear from the Lord. And I told a couple people, they're like, you should file a police report. You should call the FBI. It's $40, guys, by the way. $40, okay? And so I didn't hear nothing from the Lord. So I did nothing. I waited. That's the key. If you don't hear anything, don't do nothing. Because it's a lot harder to close the door of the stuff you did than just wait and sit and do nothing. And so I'm like, okay. And I you know, part of my little flesh was like, I could write him an email. And, you know, because I found his other profile. He's not that brilliant, okay? Because he does this all the time. And then I'm like, but what about the widow? I don't want the widow to get taken advantage of. You know, and so my flesh is fighting this stuff. But here's the thing. Is that a battle of the flesh or a battle of the spirit? Well, you don't know until you ask the Lord. And so one of the things I know is never engage with a battle that the Lord didn't say pursue. And so I'm like reading Samuel. And then this thing comes up, you know, this thing. And I'm like, let it go. It is not, that's not what the Lord has called me to do. I don't even care. And so I'm like, if I would have went after that, it would have opened the door to the enemy. And I knew it. You know when you know, but you don't know? I was like, I wanted to write, but I didn't want to write. And I wanted to do this, but I didn't do that because I didn't have peace. See, I let peace rule my heart. If I don't have peace, I won't, because of all the times that I pushed through and didn't obey that spirit of peace in me, you know, the compass of peace, which is God, and then caused problems. As minor or as big as they were, it doesn't matter. And so when I was sitting in the presence the other day, I was thinking about, I was stolen from for $40. And I heard the Lord say, let it go. And I'm like, okay, because I'm not tied to the things of this earth. What are we tied to in this earth? Here, we have to come to the realization that he's my supplier. He's my source. And here's the thing. There's a scripture. I had to be careful because I was thinking about Elijah when they were making fun of him and calling him Baldy. I think it was Elijah, and he wanted to call down fire. Yeah, I had to be careful because our words carry power. And I, in my flesh was thinking, you know, I'd like to get blah, 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 and go over there and blah, blah, blah. You know, I didn't speak it, but I was thinking it. And what you think in your heart is actually in your heart. And so we have to guard our heart. And so, because the enemy's waiting to go with it, you know, and how many times have we said something about a good Christian friend of ours? I wish they'd just get it. Blah, blah, blah. I wish they'd stop acting like that. Blah, 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 or whatever it is. Those are words that the enemy gets to use because you spoke them. I'm going to be very honest with you. There's been two times that I know for sure when somebody's come through to my prayer line at the altar and I had to break word curses and they were my own. That's pretty sad. That's pretty sad. Were they terrible words? No, but it doesn't matter. A word is a word. A sword is a sword. A hut, a kit, a hut, a kick or a hut, a hit. Thank you. It still hurts, you know, and so, you know, to repent too, and not just break the words, but own, you know, speak the truth in love and then build up and equip and help them mature into who the Lord has them instead of cut, 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 cut. Some of you are complaining about your spouses, you know, if only they'd just get it together. Well, listen, stop saying that and bless their journey and watch what happens. There's a lot that goes on in the heavenlies. There's a court in heaven. And oh, I've read the books. Listen, I'm not talking about the books. I'm talking about the place, okay? And there's an accuser. And he's trying to get your words to line up with a death sentence over somebody's life. So who's ever had a word curse spoke against them? Everybody. Do you know how to break word curses? There was a season in my life where, you know, I'm divorced. I was the happy married couple, that did the helps committee and was in PTA and all that stuff. The perfect family, perfect life. And people thought we would never, ever get a divorce. In fact, I always said I'd never get a divorce. I don't believe in divorce. The Bible doesn't believe in it. But secretly, I was judging people that were getting divorced and I didn't know it. And there's this thing called what you sow, you reap. So anyway, our church was praying for our marriage to be restored. And so they would lock hands and hold hands and pray in faith for our marriage to be restored. And those were word curses. Now, this might be too far-fetched for you, but listen, it happens all the time. It's called Christian witchcraft. And it does great damage to the body of Christ. And how do you win? I break those words in the name of Jesus. And you can get so sensitive in the spirit where you feel when somebody's speaking bad about you. And if you don't believe me, think about, I think it's Elijah with his servant that starts with a G. Say it? Yeah. And that guy. He went after a guy to get some money that they wanted to give to Elijah. I think, was it Elijah? And Elijah's like, no, I don't want your money. And I'm paraphrasing. But the servant was like, oh, I want that. So he went after it. Now, Elijah saw in the spirit what was going on and confronted him. There's, you know, that is for all of us today. That's not for when you cross over. You know, when you are in relationship with people, there are soul ties that form. And some are godly and some are ungodly. If you have confusion in your life, you probably have ungodly soul ties. And what do? You break them. You cut them. And so in my day, when I was going through the burning phase of everything in my life crashing, I would just wash in the blood of the Lamb. I break those word curses and I bless those people and I wash in the blood of the Lamb. And you could feel it fall off you. You could feel it fall off you. And if you're not sensitive in the spirit, that's okay. Doesn't matter what you see or know. Just believe and do, and you will get the results of a kingdom citizen. Amen? So the season that we're in, there's a lot of people that have been saints forever. And remember when you first met them, when you first heard the good news, how good that news was? Oh my gosh, there's a Savior. He can set me free from my sins. He can cleanse me. How does that work? I'll take it. I'm in. But I was like very carnal and I just didn't want to go to hell. So I did it for that reason. And I didn't know about relationship or walk of the spirit or being filled with the Holy Spirit, which is a whole nother thing than being born again. It's the but more. And then from there, there's but more more. And so the hungry get fed. And the hungrier you are, the more you receive of the gifts of the Spirit. And it's not because you're good. And it's not because you're bad. It's because you're His. And He gives to those who diligently seek Him when they seek Him with all your heart. And so in the season that we're in, you know, some... I never know how political, because that's what you guys call this. The world has called us to be political. But we came from a season where there's been sickness and disease that we've never experienced before. Most of us have never been through, you know, whatever they're calling it. And I don't really care about whether you got the vax or didn't get the vax. I don't care. Don't tell me. And I don't care if you had COVID or do have COVID or are thinking about getting COVID. I don't care. Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Because what I do know is God's word is stronger than anything. But the believers are weak. And I'm not saying that to criticize. I'm saying it to challenge us. And so 1 Samuel 30, who has been tired? Who has gone through a season of weariness? Come on, let's get honest with each other. You know, what about the promises of God? What about when God said, you know, you're going to walk in blah, 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 and these gifts have been, I don't see them. What's going on, Lord? What's going on? Could it be we got derailed? Could it be hope deferred? Could it be, you know, word curses canceled out the blessings? I'm not saying I know the answer, but I know the one who does. And I'm going to tell you something. We should be knocking on His door saying, Lord, Your word says this. What about this? And then He will speak to you. And you say, but I don't hear Him. I've seen Him. I've heard Him speak to me by billboards. I've seen, you know, somebody will come up to me and say, hey, I feel like the Lord's saying blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, oh, that's the Lord. Or you'll pick it up in the word, or you'll hear it on a sermon. And God will, He'll go out of His way to train His baby sheep to hear His voice. Because He didn't send His son for a partial payment. He sent it for the full payment for full relationship. And here it is, garden state. You remember Adam and Eve? In the cool of the day, they walked with God. That's what we get, but more. We're made in His image. And some of us look in the mirror and go, I got wrinkles. I got scars. Listen, we have to stop the running around and seek Him while He may be found. We're coming to a day, guys. We're coming to a day. It's been so long where we could be casual Christians and go, you know, I'm going to pray, I'm going to fast, I'm going to do this, and then we don't. Now, there's no condemnation in here ever. I am the failure of failures when it comes to trying to please God or do something for God or try a new Bible study, which none of it ever works. The only way it ever works is by His grace. By His grace. I learned to call on Him. I call on the grace of God to help me in time of need. And He delivers me from myself, and He sets me free, and He sets me into Him in a place where I know how to abide in His presence, and I know how to see things from a heavenly perspective. That's where we live. Our citizenship is in heaven. It's not on this earth. And some of us are so tied down to this earth, and this is the season where things are cutting. You know, He showed me a while back a ship and all these waves and the dead weight. Cut it off so that you can stay on course because it's going to get rocky. And I'm going to tell you something. It is rocky out there, but I don't live out there. I live in Him. You know, when they shut down everything, was it 2 years ago? 1 year ago? I don't know. I had the best time of my life in Him because all the distractions were gone. But somehow we find our way to create more distractions. You know, that's the time we clean out our closets or we start another group or we do whatever online. Listen, years ago, the Lord told me through Holly, and she, you know how you hear a word and you know that's for you, and you're like, it shakes you. It's like one of those fundamental words that you hold the whole course of your walk on earth. And she was sharing a time about a missionary, well, back when the Chinese were being persecuted, and they still are, and they had to go underground, and they still do, and they burned all their stuff, and they did all that, and they still do that, but they had to listen to the Holy Spirit, the voice of the Holy Spirit, who led them to secret church gatherings. And she said something like, you know, I'm paraphrasing, because when the Lord speaks, it doesn't matter what they said, it's the Lord. You know, he'll use a vessel. And basically, I was so reliant on my friends and family for wisdom and advice that I was checking into them. And she said, what if the phones went out? What if you couldn't call? You know, learn, develop the gift of listening and talking to the Holy Spirit before there's a crisis when you need to hear. It's a lot easier to listen and grow in relationship and build relationship before there's an emergency. And I'm going to tell you something. The emergency's not here yet. There's still time. But and you'll get opportunities. When bad stuff happens, you lean in and go, Holy Spirit, what do you say about this? And he'll say, don't go after that $40. He'll say, let it go. Or he'll say, pursue. Take it all. Does that make sense to you? And so the season we're in, it's a honing. It's a fine-tuning. And it's this is like a spiritual fitness checkup. Y'all came in and you're getting physicals tonight. and you've been weighed, and it's good. You know, you ever step on a scale and it's like, whoa? No, he's weighing you, and he's found favor. That's awesome. That's awesome. See, the earth is like, don't look at the scale. But he's like, your balances are good. Now, here's the thing. It's up to us to maintain a spirit of holiness. You know, we come in as kids to the kingdom when we say yes. But then we get these ideas and things that we think we should do and programs that we should start. And somehow we're flesh mode and we lost the kid-like faith that he created us to have. And so some of you tonight are going to leave here as kids again. And it's okay to be kids in the kingdom. And some of you, you know, have mud on your face and been in muddy places, and you're going to crawl up in Jesus' lap, and he's going to wipe that mud off. And you know what? He don't even look at the mud. He looks into your eyes and sees himself, because you're made in his image. And so we'll start to learn to not judge our own self by perfection or performance, because we can't. None of us can. And so when that starts to rise up again, we just say, you know what, flesh, we're not doing that anymore. I'm on the program called the Holy Ghost, where he's going to lead and guide me in all truth, the Spirit of truth, the Comforter. And so I know some of you guys are in, listen, I don't want you to quit your churches. I don't want you to quit nothing. I want you to just spend time in the presence. And then he tells you what to do. Some of you have friendships that are so I can't believe he's going to let me say that. So tied in emotions and self-care and it's just a knot. It's a knot. It's a soul tie, and it's a knot, and it's causing delay in your spiritual development. Now, God's not mad at you, but he wants you free. And how do you get free? You cut it. Does that mean you never speak to that person again? No. It's you turn your affection. See, you're needy and whiny, and aren't we all at some time? Okay. And so you're like oozing and schmoozing each other. And God says, me, 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 pick me. Me, 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 pick me. But he does it so quiet. And you're so used to the stimulation of your emotional response that you've dulled it down with the Holy Ghost, the wooing of the Holy Spirit. So he's wooing some of you in here tonight. And that's a good thing. You're not in trouble. Isn't that awesome? That's good news. And so he's trying to equip us, because, you know, darkness is here. But you can stay in the light. And light cancels out darkness. But there's this thing called boldness. And there's a time and season that boldness is going to start rising up in the body of Christ. No more, well, we'll do it next week. You do it. You do it. You do it. You're called. You're chosen. You do it. I'm going to just stay. Listen, you're all called to minister the gospel of peace. Nobody is special except for Jesus. You can't buy your way. You can't cheat your way. There's no system better than the one that God created. And he created intimacy for all of us. And how do you do it? Really, you can't get it from a book. You have to get it from relationship with him. And how do you do it? You say, Lord, I don't even know what this means, but teach me. Teach me the walk of the Spirit. I don't even know what the Holy Ghost is or Holy Spirit is. I don't know nothing about that. I think that's not good stuff. But you show me the truth. And watch, he's obligated. When you place a draw on him, he's obligated to answer the questions of your heart. Now, if you're cynical or a trickster or a lawyer and you have a debating heart, he won't even entertain that. But he goes after the hungry, and the hungry get fed. I'm hungry. Yeah. So the good news is the season that the body of Christ is in and the world is very similar to David. A lot of stuff is going to get pushed away, stolen, and it's not up to us to go after it in the flesh. Some of you, do you remember this? The masks? You have to wear a mask. And if you didn't, it caused division. Or if you did, it caused division. Listen, division's division. You don't have to wear a mask in front of Jesus, ever. Cloth or fake face. Everything's okay. I'm fine, God. No, you're not. No, you're not. All of us need him. We were created to need him. And so there's going to be the shaking, quaking stuff happening. And, oh, by the way, I'm not against masks. Don't think I am. I'm against the division, the spirit of division that's been loosed across the lands. I'm seeing it happen in families. And here's the thing. Are you a born-again believer in here? Are you an ambassador for Christ? Guess what? Ambassadors don't get opinions. They do the will of the one that sent them. They deliver the word of the one that sent them. Well, that just shook a few people loose. We have all kinds of teachings that will bless you and help you walk through this if you want more information. But listen, we're peacemakers. We don't get to make the doctrine as we go. We either follow him or we don't. And you're going to see in this day, black and white. No more gray. Gray's been gone for a couple years. And so it's really all about, will you serve Jesus Christ with all your heart or will you bow down to man and the pleasures of this world? And here's the thing. That's a decision that everybody has to make on their own. But once you make that decision, and some, unfortunately, will be left behind, there's always going to be some who want to be fed by another person, by a ministry. You have to eat fresh food from heaven daily from the King. I remember when I was preaching years ago, I spent time in the presence, and then we'd get together on a Wednesday night in Bristol, and whatever the Lord released was awesome. I'll never forget the day when the Lord said to me, never eat leftovers. And I thought, what are you talking about? He said, my kids can't tell the difference in church. Never feed leftovers. And I'm like, okay, help me never to feed leftovers. Never serve leftovers. Never serve leftovers. Fresh food from heaven daily. And here's the problem is the church has been fed leftovers and a crumb of a crumb of a crumb of some remnant of some revival that someone once heard of 17,000 years ago. And you're still holding on. Listen, knock on the gates of heaven until you get your breakthrough. It's up to you. He created us that way for each one of us to go. And some of us will stray. But here's the good news. Here I am again, Lord. Here I am again, Lord. He doesn't say no more for you. He doesn't, because he's a loving father. Some of you have kids. Would you ever say, that's it? Well, some of us have said that's it, But our Father doesn't do that. Our Heavenly Father doesn't do that. I remember saying to my kids when they were little, you're on my last fried nerve. And they knew that was it, What does that mean? I don't know. But they knew it was scary, We joke about it now. We all laugh about it. And I can't even remember being like that. See, when you, I just did the best I could raising the kids and living a Christian life. This is what I used to say. God is first. My family is second. And work is third. But I was a workaholic. And God was last. And my family fit whenever there was time. But because I spoke, God is first. I think that's why I got nailed by God. It's because I was, power in your tongue. Power in the words. And one day, I got hit. At a prayer meeting. At a meeting. A bolt of lightning hit me from heaven, a real bolt of lightning, and sent me flying. And I spent 45 minutes in heaven, and it rocked my world and changed my life. And I've never been the same since, and I'm never going to be the same. you know, there's more, The hungry get fed, and I'm hungry, and I'm always hungry. And so when I come to church services, you know, I love my friends, but I'm here for God. I'm here for God. I love to talk about what happens after the services. I love that, but I'm here for God. And if God said, come away with me right after the service, I'd be, gotta go. And so back to the Chinese and the underground world. We're coming to a day, friends. We've already, you know, censorship, blah, 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 blah. You know, listen, develop relationship with Holy Spirit, because there's going to come a day when you're going to need to know, do I answer the knock on the door or not? You ever have somebody knock on your door and you're like, I don't know if I want to answer the door today. Yep. Yeah. Well, you ask the Holy Spirit, should I answer it? And you say, no, you don't answer it. He say, yeah, you answer it. Oh, it's a Jehovah Witness. You get the witness to the Jehovah Witness. You know, whatever it is. When you're led by the Spirit, you will walk in the blessings of the Lord. Now, will there be hard things that try to come against you? Every day. But there's a thing. You can stay so tucked into Him where it's not your problem. It's His problem, because you're His. Does that bless you tonight?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions? Yes, Kim?
I have a question. I actually heard a question in the room. When you talked about we're ambassadors and ambassadors don't get opinions, I heard, then what do you do with the opinions?
That's a good question, Kim. So, first of all, I always check in and I say, should I say something? No. Okay. You know, I got a million opinions, but do you want to hear any of them? No. And so, and by the way, your spouse doesn't either. So what you do is you just remember, you got to make a covenant with the Lord, and you got to come to ambassadorship. You can't just, oh, I'm an ambassador. That's a position. And so you keep coming, and then you know, oh, I'm carrying the goods of God. I'm representing the king and the kingdom. And so you know when you're an ambassador. And if you're not an ambassador, don't worry about it. Let your lips roll, you know, but and spill your opinions. But what will happen is it will cause division. So the best way, you know, I love my mom, and she and I have a disagreement on the conditions of the world right now. But I love her so much, I refuse to speak about it. And it drives her a little, you know, her energy level gets a little raised. But what I say, Mom, I love you too much to even talk about this with you. You know we don't agree on this. I'm not going to change my mind, and you're not going to change your mind. Let's just agree not to talk about this. And it brings peace. And they don't want peace. Because the enemy's trying to get you to engage. And so I'm very careful about the words that I speak around people. And then, you know, when it's your mother, she's always going to say, you know, are you okay? Do you have the dreaded blah, blah, blah? And you know, so-and-so had that, and, you know, it runs in the family and all that stuff. And the whole time she's talking like that, I say, I break those words in the name of Jesus. And I don't even let them come into my heart. And she doesn't hear them. She doesn't hear those words, you know, because it's really not her saying it. It's the enemy. And my mom's not possessed or anything. I love my mom. My mom loves God. But I'm telling you, has the enemy ever used a good friend to speak a word that you don't think is right? Come on. And I just quietly say, I break those words in the name of Jesus. Or I just say, I'm not in agreement with that. And it's, you know, all the time. We have to guard our tongues. So did that answer your question? Okay. Praise you, Father. We worship and adore you. Lord, we take every word you release tonight and we present it to you. We put it before you. And we ask you to show us truth. We ask you to show you the areas in our lives like a map. What our next step is, what we need to correct, if there's a course correction that needs to take place. Maybe you've been tugging at our heart and we thought it was you to stop doing something or to start something or let go of something. And tonight, let it be the night that we get confirmation through the Spirit that this is the word for me tonight. And so right now, Father, I thank you for the breakthrough in here. I thank you for restoring the hearts of the lost and the broken. Lord, there's not one of us who hasn't gone through loss or brokenness. And I thank you that you are the restorer of the brokenness, that you bring wholeness to us. We can't do it without you. And right now, I see some paths. I see like there's been like weird paths of like self-help paths. And I see like you just leaving that path and coming and sitting and saying, Holy Spirit, help me. And so if you feel like that's you, you just quietly say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me learn truth. Lead and guide me in all truth. You know, on a Wednesday night, we often say this out loud. So don't feel like you're in like a traditional church where someone will hear you. We like to hear our words because when the enemy comes at 2 a.m., we say, hey, listen, buddy, get out of here. I remember speaking out loud that I asked the Holy Spirit to show me truth, and you're not truth, so go. So we have to start being bolder in our faith and who we are. Listen, practice here. This is safe. So, Father, I thank you. We receive everything you have for us. Show us truth. Show me if there's any area where I've been deceived. Right now, I choose to close the door on sin. I'm turning my back on sin. Sin, loose off me in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, that you're a good Father. I know that I didn't have the greatest childhood. But I am your child. I'm asking you to teach me how to be your kid. I'm asking you to teach me how to come into the kingdom, your kingdom, muddy, dirty, stinky. I want to learn how to crawl up on your lap. And when I look into your eyes, I kind of feel that you're wiping the mud off me. But I'm not looking at the mud. I'm looking at you. Jesus, teach me how to love you. I didn't grow up with great examples of love. But I know you are love. And I'm asking you to teach me. Relationship with you and the walk of the Spirit so that I'm able to stand when the days get darker. Because you are my light, and I'm walking in your light. And boy, am I a delight. Amen. Now, don't you feel better? Can you feel the shift in the Spirit? Can you feel the shift inside your heart? You can do that at home. Talk to your soul. Build your soul up. Some of us have, you know, lots of scars. Just go to Jesus, and he'll teach you self-deliverance, wholeness, the walk of the Spirit. You don't need a program. He's the program. Now, I'm not saying quit your programs, okay? I'm not saying any of that. But go to him first, or at least go to him with the program, and then make a decision. Because he's pure, holy, and there's no counterfeit in him. He's the one. And he knows what you need if you'll show up. Amen? Amen? Amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message by Laurie Scanlon. You can download more messages from our store at www.spiritofgodworldwide.com.